Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Everyone just prepare to hate me because I... Okay.
Okay.
Done.
Oh, we've been working our way towards this forever. We're preppers.
There's a CEO of a marketing firm who posted a selfie on LinkedIn after a... big round of layoffs.
First off, who posts a selfie on LinkedIn? That's silly. It's not Instagram. It's not Facebook.
I never thought of that. Yeah.
Well, I think he's just, yeah. It is a business site. And like, because I get things all the time. Guys who used to work here who aren't in radio anymore, like, shared their insights on the future of radio. And it's like, there's a picture of them looking like they're giving a TED talk. And then they write down the 10 things that they clearly know nothing about because they're not in radio anymore, but still want to like give advice to those of us who are. I think that's what that guy was doing. He was like going,
oh, okay.
The industry is hard. The economy sucks. And I had to lay a bunch of people off.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Yeah.
Not the people I just fired.
Wow.
It's me. Feel bad for me because I had to do it.
I agree.
I don't like this guy.
I agree. Give me some likes. I want this to go viral.
Yep.
But he's crying.
He's sobbing.
Sobbing. Yeah.
Uncontrollably.
Okay. So he's getting blasted for it. And clearly everyone in this room except me feels the same way.
Why didn't he take a pay cut if he feels so bad?
Yeah, wait, are you going to cry after seeing him? Should I take a picture of you to post it?
Listen, have you ever had to fire anybody?
No, yeah. I haven't. You have, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
And?
She was a single mom.
Ooh.
And?
Ooh.
And she had to go.
And you didn't feel anything emotionally when you did that?
No, I was totally detached.
Oh my God, you are so... Because you really didn't?
Because I was still in the building, it's all business, but then later on when I'm driving home and I'm thinking, I've been fired before and I put myself...
This was in radio.
It was,
wow.
Yeah.
Because you were... Where was that? Like Sioux Falls or somewhere?
Yeah, I was running
around. The boss.
Yeah, so I had to...
I want everyone listening and everyone in this room to soak that in.
I know, right?
Steve was in charge.
And I had the FCC at my back.
What? Yeah. In the world?
Oh, yeah. Hiring,
oh
firing.
Lives hung
whole...
in the balance.
Boss, I'm coming in high today. You better.
Oh, my God.
But I think it probably had a bigger impact because you remember it. Even all these years later, you still remember the specifics.
In fact, she was the only person second. Yeah.
I've had to fire friends. I had a friend of mine who worked for me.
At the store?
At the record
store. That's right. They weren't pulling their weight and they were stealing or something.
Well, no,
they?
He wasn't stealing. I mean, I eventually framed him for what I was stealing.
Well played.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
He had to go.
I felt awful. It's, and I think I don't want to take the wrath of all three of you at once. Can you guys decide which one of you is coming at me?
We're sending Aaron in.
The thing about it is, I think it wasn't a great idea to post that picture. I'm going to give all y'all that win for him. But I think that regular people who've never had to fire anybody just think the boss man goes, "You're fired. You're fired." And they're laughing and then they go cash their check and they're like, "Woo! Yeah." And he was just trying to show it's not fun and it's not easy and it sucked. And he was sad.
I totally understand that. I've never been fired. I don't know really anyone that has been. So I can't imagine what it's like to actually fire someone. That being said, don't post an effing selfie of you crying with it. That makes it seem so unprofessional and that you don't actually care.
Mm-hmm. But it shows that he cared so much he was moved to tears.
And that's a
lot of... Then write it. Don't post the photo.
Because a lot of CEOs brought that up to his defense, saying, hey, who doesn't want a boss that's compassionate, that's looking out for their workers as
so
much
as this
guy?
So it's just the picture? That's your problem?
That's the problem.
Because all I can think of is, if we went to his camera roll, how many takes did it take? Yeah. How many crying selfies? And he goes, well, I've got these 12. This is
my eyes look really blue in this one.
Oh, that's a good point. He actually had to set up the camera.
Just like, there was a TikTok video that went viral a little bit ago where there was a nurse who posted a video of herself crying, and it said, just lost a patient today. And she was kind of doing the same thing about how hard it is to be a nurse. And she got in trouble too, because it's like, so you took the time to get to set up your phone, maybe get a kickstand or something.
Yeah.
You cried in front of it, then you went and hit stopped. You edited it, added music, like did all this stuff. Are you actually sad at that point, or are you doing this for clout? And that's what it feels like the CEO is doing, is like, you're doing it.
Can it be both?
Right?
Can it be both?
Yeah.
We record everything else in our freaking lives, you guys.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to capture the emotion of how
hard.
I know. Okay, so let's say he took a pay cut. Then it's you're just delaying the inevitable. Like, I don't think it's that bad for him to go. CEOs are people too.
True.
And it. He was sad, and that nurse is sad.
He can also, I don't know, because like in radio, a lot of people have been laid off.
Yes.
And I feel like they can be more friendly to the people that they are laying off rather than posting, hey, I just laid off a bunch of people. Like, if you're nicer to your employees, then you get better clout from that rather than posting a crime. Does that make sense?
It does, but I guess what I'm asking you is, doesn't it make you feel better to know that it hurt him a little bit to fire you? I mean, it would make me, like when I got fired from here, there was no emotion. Like I walked in, sat down, I was like, what's up, boss? And he's like, we're not gonna renew you. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? He's like, you're done. And, like, there was no. And I was just like, what? Handed me a Xerox box. I put my headphones, a couple things in there. And I was like, I was freaking devastated. But if he sat there and went, like, when you got fired, wasn't the boss like, man, I hate doing this. I don't want to do this
was.
To you.
In fact, it was the best conversation I ever had with the boss.
He was like, I don't want to do this.
Right.
And then he post a photo afterwards?
No. We didn't have TikTok in that.
So
like,
he slide a Polaroid of himself crying across the desk.
Let me ask you. Okay, let's say this guy, he's still the boss. He has an opening. Would you want to go work for him?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't?
I don't know.
How often is he be sobbing all the time?
I want to make him cry eventually.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.